we're now past the draft, right? We're through the draft. Free agency is coming, and I know there's no other coaching search going on. I know they have a monopoly on talking to people. I understand that. But we have, don't they have to get a coach somewhat soon? And right now, it just feels like they're going through the motions waiting for Jason Kidd. That's what it feels like. And I know the reports are that Jason Kidd wants a job. He's probably told them as much. And he told them, you know, maybe, look, I'm going to try and get out of Dallas. I don't think Dallas is the worst coaching job in the world, totally honest with you. And the thing that I would, you know, if I'm Jason Kidd, now, again, I can't speak to how much he wants the job. But with the Knicks, the thing about, I don't know how upset he is that Nico Harrison traded away the superstar. I don't know how bad he was, how upset he was after the Luka trade, and he wasn't involved in it, wasn't told about it, whatever the case may be. But as banged up as AD and Kyrie have been, you know, you add Cooper Flagg to this, and look, he's young. We don't know what he's going to become. But you've got Cooper Flagg, you've got AD, you've got Kyrie. And you've got a team that can compete out west. I don't know if they can win the whole thing, but they can compete out west. And it's like any failings are going to fall at the feet of Nico Harrison. Like, he's got a free ride. And I don't know if he's interested in that, if that interests him at all, or he cares about whether or not he's going to take any blame. But, like, anything that goes wrong, from the fan base at the very least, Jason Kidd is going to skate through any blame. Because right now, the target is on the back of Nico Harrison. Like, no, off of that trade, everybody thinks he's an imbecile. Fair or unfair. That's the perception. And anything that goes wrong, that fan base is going to be all over him, not Jason Kidd. And Jason Kidd would come here and immediately have to get to an NBA Finals. Now, he's got a good chance to. He's got a roster to. And the rest of the American League, as we're talking about baseball, the rest of the Eastern Conference is clearly down right now. We'll see. You know, Philadelphia still has talent. If those guys can stay healthy, they just added a top draft pick. So you can add Philadelphia to the mix of teams that might take a next step after being miserable last year. We're good the last couple of years. Take a step back into the mix of being one of the best teams. The Pistons on the rise, Orlando on the rise. Boston clearly changing what they're doing and getting underneath some salary cap. We'll see if they make any more trades to get underneath the tier levels or the aprons. And I don't know, without Tatum, if they're going to be a championship-level team next year anyway. You're obviously the injury to Halliburton. Giannis, not sure if he wants to even stay in Milwaukee, and obviously the injury there to Dame. So the Eastern Conference is wide open. We know that. So you come here, you have a great player in Brunson, who you've worked with before and who you know, right? Karl Anthony Towns, the rest of this roster is good enough to be one of the better, if not the best team in the Eastern Conference. And we'll see how much he really wants to rattle the cages. And he's kind of already got a perception for that. I don't know if he cares about that either. I don't know if he cares about the kind of guy who builds a reputation of being unhappy and forcing his way out and looking for trades and looking for his next opportunity. I don't know if that matters to him. All that might matter to him is winning. And apparently he views the Knicks job as his dream job. That's some reporting. He clearly wants the job. And I don't know about you, it just feels like when it's Mike Brown and it's Jenkins and then it's, you know, two assistant coaches that I don't think they're going to hire in, you know, Nari and James Borrego, like, respectively, of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Pelicans. I don't know if they're going to hire those guys. It kind of just feels like they're going through the motions waiting on Jason Kidd. And how long can you wait? I understand there's no rush, that nobody else is going to take your candidate. I understand that. But we're getting close to free agency. You got to have I know the Knicks, you know, our good team, guys are going to want to come play with Brunson, come play with Cat. But at the same time, you have to have an identity. You have to know what kind of team you're going to be. You have to start this process of figuring out, besides, you know, the obvious things that came out in the article written about what they're looking for in a coach, which is pretty much everything. Like, you have to have an idea of what this team's going to be moving forward, and that includes the coach. Like, every day that goes by, now that we're past, oh, you don't need him for the draft. Okay, you don't need him for the draft. When do you need him? And if it's not Jason Kidd right now, I don't know who it is. Like, it's one thing to just say, and I've said it, and I heard Evan say it, and Sal say it, and like, hey, I wouldn't necessarily buy Nico Harrison saying that Jason Kidd's going nowhere is the be-all, end-all of this. That's not the end. I wouldn't pay any attention to that. Jason Kidd to the Knicks is still a very strong possibility. Okay, I agree. Who else is a strong possibility? Because while I would be happy if they get Jason Kidd at this point, if it's not him, who is it? And can you just wait forever for Jason Kidd under the idea of, well, nobody else is hiring? Like, at the last minute, God knows, as the season's getting started, we could turn and say, Mike Brown, come on down. Like, okay. Is there no conviction in who they want? And if the only conviction's in Jason Kidd, then you better go get him. And it better be somewhat soon. Now, do I think that, like, Dallas will eventually be forced to let him go if he's adamant about it? I mean, I guess. Who would want a coach that doesn't want to be there? I would think right now, Nico Harrison, you need as many friends as you can get in that building. And if Kidd isn't going to be one of them, you might want to move on, but they've also taken a ton of bad PR. They might fight tooth and nail to keep Jason Kidd there. I don't know. But I don't like the idea of just waiting around in hopes of Jason Kidd shaking loose. And whoever it is, you better get him in there now to work with these young kids, because that's apparently the only thing that matters. It's not winning games, because Tibbs did plenty of that. It's establishing roles. It's working with your coaching staff. It's developing developing talent. That one bothered me, I have to admit. Now, I know it wasn't a direct shot at Tibbs, but if you haven't heard, you know, Stephon Bondy wrote a story, and there's league sources in there talking about what the Knicks are looking for in a coach. And some of it just felt like a direct shot at Tibbs, because they're obvious, the perceived, failings of Thibodeau. Working with, developing young players, the rotation, playing the bench more, working with the front office, working with his coaching staff. Set plays off out of bounds, like literally just, one, everything a coach would be responsible for, and two, direct shots at what the perception is, and that's what made me feel like it's trying to, justify firing Tibbs with that story, because it's the perceived failings of him that are out there in that article. But having said that, like, okay, great. You want to get coaches who are going to do all this, fine. They're going to mastermind this. They're going to mastermind that. They're going to, like, if you're going to do that, it's got to start soon. Like, and tell me again how asking for all these different coaches and talking to, like, what about these coaches signify any of that? Like, because it's so broad, it's such an open discussion, it's so many different things that it's like any coach could be, he's going to fill one of those needs. And working with the young and developing players, I have a tough time saying that Tibbs didn't do that. Think of how many players got better under Tibbs. Starting with Randle. Julius Randle became a star under Tibbs. An all-star, at least. Where was he before that? A major disappointment. Jalen Brunson becomes a superstar. What was Josh Hart before he became a Knick? Like, the idea that he never developed anybody is crazy. Almost every player who came here got better. DiVincenzo got better, wasn't as good this year. I don't know. I'm frustrated he's gone. I guess I got to get over that. But some of the stories that come out, the idea they don't have a coach yet, and right now it just feels like they're waiting for Jason Kidd to shake free. I don't know what else they're going to do. If they were going to hire Mike Brown, why haven't they hired him yet? If they were going to hire Jenkins, why haven't they hired him yet? Due diligence? No need? We know he's not going anywhere? Is that what instills confidence? If you hire Mike Brown 3 weeks after you talk to him, it's like, Well, I guess the Jason Kidd thing fell through. Like that, I don't like that idea. I don't like the feeling that the Knicks are going to settle. And the more this goes on and the more nonsense that happens, the harder it becomes to tell me this is the guy you wanted. Unless it is Jason Kidd, then yes. If Jason Kidd eventually shakes free and they get him, then yeah, that's going to be an easier sell. But if eventually in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, they go to Mike Brown, okay, well, how are you going to tell me you wanted to go to Mike Brown? If you want to go to Mike Brown, you go to him right after the meeting. Oh, he impressed us with the meeting and blah, blah, blah. Then you hire him right away. What are we waiting for? You're waiting for someone else. And then you'd settle. And honestly, the idea that the Knicks were settling for you know, a Mike Brown or settling for a Jenkins or settling for an assistant coach, it's not gonna instill any confidence in the fan base. Now, that's secondary to hiring the right coach, of course. But it helps when the fan base is behind him. It helps when it seems like the organization did a good coaching search and handled it, you know, the right way and had confidence and made a smart decision as opposed to, well, we tried everything and this is the best we could do. That's what it's going to feel like. Hey, we talked to as many people as we could. This felt like the best thing as opposed to this is our guy. And I do think that matters.